Imagine a workplace where talent flourishes, innovation thrives, and employees genuinely look forward to Monday mornings. This isn't fantasy. It's the result of strategic human resources management. The Essential HR Handbook transforms the often misunderstood HR function from an administrative burden into a powerful business driver. With over 100,000 copies sold, this guide has become the go-to resource for aligning people strategy with business objectives. Even Richard Branson has incorporated these principles into Virgin's people-first approach. Let's explore how effective HR practices can revolutionize your organization. Human resources creates competitive advantage through people. The most successful organizations understand that their greatest assets walk out the door every evening. Strategic HR planning begins with clarity about your organization's direction. Today's volatile environment typically demands 1 to 3 year planning cycles. Start by establishing why your organization exists, mission, define your desired future, vision, and determine what needs to change to reach your objectives, strategy. Your mission statement should concisely describe what your organization values in measurable terms. When developing your strategic plan, consider growth plans, ethical factors, industry changes, and technological positioning. Implementation requires assigning responsibilities, creating timelines, and scheduling milestone reviews. Keep your plan visible and regularly discussed. Employees need to understand the organization's direction and how their work contributes to the mission, particularly important for millennials who need to see their impact. Organizations that connect their strategic plan with employee recruitment and retention strategies excel in competitive markets. Succession management ensures business continuity by preparing employees for key positions before they become vacant. Have you ever hired someone in a panic only to regret it later? This reactive approach to recruitment is like cooking a gourmet meal with random ingredients. Instead, tie hiring to strategic goals and create a template for filling positions. Modern recruitment spans company websites, job boards, fairs, educational institutions, and open houses. Employee referral programs are particularly cost-effective, producing quality applicants while indicating good morale. Maintaining relationships with talented former employees, boomerangs, is valuable as they return with enhanced skills and commitment. Online platforms like Indeed.com and LinkedIn have transformed talent acquisition. When reviewing resumes, begin with clear position requirements and watch for red flags such as unexplained gaps or vague accomplishments. Behavioral interviewing provides systematic candidate assessment through questions like, "Tell me about a time that reveal practical application of skills." Video interviews offer efficiency but limit interpersonal assessment, making them better for initial screening than final selection. Despite challenges, reference checking remains crucial. When employers can only confirm basic details, seek alternative sources like professional associations or mutual LinkedIn connections for more candid information. Remember your first day anxiety and information overload? Effective onboarding transforms new hires into productive team members by integrating them into your culture and helping them form strong working relationships. Organizations with strong onboarding see 2.5 times the profit growth of those without. Most premature departures stem from poor planning, unclear job requirements, unmet expectations, cultural misfit, and feeling unwelcome. While some companies offer minimal orientations, others implement formal programs lasting up to a year, all aiming to efficiently transform a hire into a productive employee. Making new employees feel welcome is crucial. Have their workspace, computer, and tools ready. Ensure their supervisor is available on day one. Arrange introductions, explain policies, provide access, and tour the facilities. Give meaningful but manageable work that provides a sense of accomplishment. A comprehensive employee handbook expedites onboarding and provides legal protection, covering employment at will doctrine, equal opportunity compliance, anti-discrimination policies, and discipline procedures. Assigning each new hire a buddy extends onboarding beyond orientation by showing them around, making introductions, and answering questions. A relationship that should last at least 90 days, but often continues informally for years. Organizations now spend over $1,200 annually per employee on training. As Zig Ziglar noted, the only thing worse than training an employee and having them leave is not to train them and have them stay. Adults learn differently than children. They need to see direct benefits, prefer choosing their development paths, and bring experience to training. Learning styles vary generationally. Baby boomers respect authority and prefer classroom settings, Generation Xers work independently, and millennials embrace technology-based training. Before implementing training, conduct a needs assessment by identifying required skills and evaluating your staff against these requirements. Then develop an action plan with clear objectives and interactive exercises. Customize approaches through on-the-job training, workshops, simulations, or computer-based methods. Personalized development through coaching, mentoring, and individual personal development plans has grown increasingly popular, with younger employees particularly valuing mentoring for both skills and career guidance. E-learning now makes training more convenient, with future trends moving towards smartphone applications, bite-sized videos, and gamification through virtual or augmented reality. Performance reviews, dating to China's Wei Dynasty in 230 AD, remain unpopular despite their long history, leading many Fortune 500 companies to adopt more frequent feedback systems. A successful performance discussion requires four components: preparation, reviewing goals and scheduling at low-pressure times, setting a warm yet professional tone with a clear agenda, emphasizing two-way dialogue, conducting the conversation with open-ended questions that connect individual roles to organizational goals while focusing on performance rather than personality, and concluding with employee summarization, specific measurable goals, and appreciation. Research shows traditional reviews can demotivate top performers, allow issues to persist, overemphasize past performance, and hinder teamwork. Rather than eliminating reviews, organizations should make them less formal and more frequent, use technology to reduce paperwork, and focus on development through collaborative, forward-looking conversations. The compensation conversation has evolved from focusing solely on salary to a comprehensive total rewards approach, with benefits forming a crucial component of employee compensation. Mandatory benefits required by law include Social Security, Medicare, unemployment insurance, and workers' compensation. The Family and Medical Leave Act requires larger employers to provide eligible workers up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave for qualifying conditions. Health insurance remains the most contested core benefit due to rising premiums. Group life insurance is now common, often packaged with health coverage. Disability insurance replaces income when employees cannot work due to illness. Retirement plans have shifted from defined benefit to defined contribution models that better suit today's mobile workforce. Optional benefits range from education assistance and transportation subsidies to work-life balance offerings like childcare assistance, financial counseling, flexible work arrangements, and on-site personal services. Remember that what attracts talent may differ from what retains them. Successful organizations regularly review their benefits packages to address evolving workforce needs. Human resources extends beyond policies. It's about creating environments where people flourish. By implementing these principles, you'll transform HR from a necessary function into a strategic advantage. The real question isn't whether you can afford these practices, but whether you can afford not to in today's competitive talent landscape.